From Tidbits on July 31st, 2017, this is Tidbits Content Network, explained on Command Control Power, by Adam C. Angst. If you do Apple support of any kind, and particularly if you're a consultant, you should be listening to Command Control Power, a weekly podcast hosted by three Apple consultants, Joe Saponari of PsyMac, Sam Valencia of HCS Technology Group, and Jerry Zygmunt of MacWorks. Joe, Sam, and Jerry cover technical issues they've experienced in their consulting practices, along with topics covering the business side of consulting. I met them at the ACES conference recently, where they did a live show. In a recent show, Joe shared an interesting discovery. You apparently cannot create an iCloud.com email address that starts with a number, but the error message explaining that fact is broken on the Mac. Joe couldn't figure out why the process was failing until he tried from an iPhone, where the error message is clear. Plus, it turns out you can create only three iCloud accounts on any given device. Neither of these restrictions is all that limiting. Most people only want to create a single iCloud account and wouldn't want an email address starting with numbers. But if you help lots of Apple users for your job, those little facts could save you hours of research and troubleshooting. Do yourself a favor and subscribe to the podcast. A few weeks ago, I was a guest on Command Control Power to talk about content marketing for consultants and the Tidbits Content Network, which is one place we're focusing our efforts after selling Take Control books. Joe, Sam, and Jerry asked insightful questions about TCN, and to broaden the discussion, they also invited Will O'Neill of Mid-Atlantic Computer Solutions to the show. Will was one of the first people to whom we floated the idea of TCN at MacTech Conference a few years back, and he was one of the first Apple consultants to subscribe. If you're at all curious about the Tidbits Content Network and what it provides for consultants, listen to the episode. Let me know if anything isn't clear afterward. As an aside, are you familiar with the Command Control Power keyboard shortcut? Press it and your Mac restarts instantly, much as if you unplugged the Mac and plugged it back in. Don't use Command Control Power generally, but it's a useful fallback if you can't restart normally. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Jamf Now, and supported by readers like you. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link at the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, the Tidbits News app, Apple News, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening to both this and our Command Control Power podcast episode.